I've got $2 million in diversified overseas mutual funds, 3 cars, 2 homes, and personal access to the company plan. Kids are in private school, and my wife is still the best-looking woman in California. I've got it made. Don't tell me I need God. Welcome to the Voice of Prophecy. This is Lonnie Melashenko. Join us today as we search for ways to make this a better world and prepare for the world to come.
Hello, everyone. This is Kenneth Richards. Do we really need God? That's the question for today. And we have a gift book that will answer that question in a delightful and compelling way. Lonnie's brand new book is entitled Your Most Radical Decision, and it accompanies this 5-week radio mini-series of programs. At the conclusion of our program today, I'll share details on how you can receive a copy absolutely free. Right now, let's join Lonnie for I'm Doing Just Fine, Thank You.
I don't need God. Have you ever heard someone say those 4 words? Maybe you've read a book where the author painted an eloquent philosophical picture of his own independence, and every single page seemed to say, I don't need God. Maybe you've seen a rock and roll star on MTV. He's a multi-zillionaire with royalties rolling in on every CD sale and concert appearance. He's got more money than he knows what to do with. He's swimming in a river of free drugs and free sex. And he looks up at the camera, surrounded by 15 groupies, and he says, listen, man, I don't need God either. Friend, maybe it's a thought that's even crept into your own mind. After all, you say to yourself, you've arrived here without God. One egg and one sperm cell got you here. Then your good grades and good looks took you a ways down the road, and for the past 10 years, you've worked 60-hour weeks to get to the top of the heap. Your mutual funds are growing every month. You're accelerating your house payments and getting a promotion this summer. Things are really rolling, and all because of your hard work and talent. And maybe you've almost thought to yourself, not in so many words, but, hey, I don't need God. Frankly, I don't need anybody. Is it safe to think that way? Is it smart to think that way? Obviously, a Christian radio minister like yours truly, Lonnie Melashenko, isn't going to think so. But I'll concede one thing to you. Even if God exists, which I certainly believe he does, you can choose to live your life without him. You can live 70, 80, 90 years with every moment of your life a gift from God, with every beat of your heart a gift from him, and pay absolutely no attention to him the whole time. You can live to be 100 and get your picture on Willard Scott's NBC weather report on your 100th birthday and live a good life and ignore God for every single one of those 36,525 days of God-given life. And then what? What happens next? My friend Pastor Morris Vinden describes what we might agree is the biggest gambler's proposition of all time. I say to you, listen, friend, I admit I can't prove that God exists in heaven. I believe it. I see evidence all around me, but I can't go into a scientific laboratory and prove that he's up there. By the same token, you can't prove that he doesn't exist. I say he does, you say he doesn't, but we're both kind of relying on a faith factor. Well, then the proposition goes like this. What if we agree that it's a 50-50 bet? There's a 50% chance that I'm right and that God does exist. And there's a 50-50 chance that you're right and that we're all by ourselves on this lonely little planet. Like John Lennon once sang, imagine there's no heaven, above us only sky. Maybe it's a 50-50 that there is no God. We both live our lives and after 70 or 80 years, we both die. And we both lie in the ground for a long time. Like forever. I haven't missed a thing. But then Vinden goes on and adds this. But what if you're not right? What if one day we look up and we see a very special cloud that grows in size until it fills the whole sky and we hear trumpets and angel choirs and then we see our Savior, Jesus Christ, a triumphant King, returning to this earth and he's coming to claim his trophies to rescue those who've chosen to believe in him? What then? If it turns out that way, then you've missed just about everything. You've missed it all. Why do millions of people walking around on this planet choose the short side of this bet? Why put all of your chips, in fact, your entire life, your eternal existence, on the 70 years when you could choose God and eternity? I'll tell you why, friend. You and I have an enemy out there who likes to make the 70 years with him look good. He makes it look like you'll miss something big if you walk on God's road. He makes it appear that there's some attractive bit of neon on the devil's highway that you can't afford not to experience. And tragically, most of the world goes for the quick burst of so-called fun, the temporary pleasure, knowing that Satan's carnival ends all too quickly. We still line up and buy his tickets. 70 years, and then a tombstone. So often we choose the now, don't we, instead of the forever. We figure it's 50-50. We grab for the momentary pleasure. Dieters think about the possibility of being thin down the road, but there's this bowl of ice cream right here in front of us now. You teenagers know that a drug-free tomorrow is really what you ought to aim for, but your best friend has got a $10 pill he wants you to try now. You want to stay sexually pure for your spouse to be down the road, but now, tonight, you want to be held, you want to be loved. And so you choose the pleasure of now. People struggling in a hard marriage take the easy way out because that's easier today. A girl stunned by an unexpected, unwanted EPT result from the drugstore can't face the next 9 months. But an abortion takes care of things now, and so she goes for the quick fix. Friend, let me invite you right now to look down the road and choose God. Not simply for the selfish reward of being on the winning side, of living a million years, streets of gold and a heavenly mansion and all of that, but because even now, today, you need him. He needs you, and you need him. You need him for today. Deep inside of you right now is a longing, a soul hunger that can't be filled by anything except God. The theologian Augustine once wrote that we each have a God-shaped vacuum inside of us. You could try to fill it other ways with other things. You can pack it full of quick and fragile little toys, but you wouldn't be filled that way. Nothing but God will ever really satisfy. C.S. Lewis describes how our stupid little human race has tried just about everything in the encyclopedia, desperately wanting to fill up that God-shaped hole. Listen to this painfully accurate diagnosis from his book, Mere Christianity. What Satan put into the heads of our remote ancestors was the idea that they could be like gods, could set up on their own as if they had created themselves, be their own masters, invent some sort of happiness outside God, apart from God. And out of that hopeless attempt has come nearly all that we call human history. Money, poverty, ambition, war, prostitution, classes, empires, slavery, the long, terrible story of man trying to find something other than God which will make him happy. Now, why hasn't it ever worked? Here's a little bit more from C.S. Lewis. The reason why it can never succeed is this. God made us, invented us as a man invents an engine. A car is made to be run on gasoline, and it would not run properly on anything else. Now, God designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is the fuel. Our spirits were designed to burn, or the food our spirits were designed to feed on. There is no other. I like that. He then describes how every civilization, every political system in history has run along okay for a little while and then it always breaks down. The machine conks, C.S. Lewis says. And I can tell you from my trips overseas to places like Russia, I've seen that conking out firsthand. I've seen absolute agony, rage and agony, both in governments and in the lives of broken-hearted men and women who thought they were smart enough to be happy without God. They thought they could fill that God-shaped vacuum with power or caviar or suitcases full of rubles. But it never works. It doesn't work over there, and it never works here either. I know. I've seen it. Maybe right now you feel that emptiness, or maybe you don't feel that emptiness. Not yet, anyway. Your fun is still going on. You're still eating your cotton candy. The lights on your carnival ride are still flashing brightly. Your machine conking out hasn't happened yet. Listen, I know of some high-powered corporate types not far from here who figured their good times would never end. They were making millions in the lucrative world of video pornography. Their factories are churning out X-rated thrillers by the truckful, and these guys are cleaning up. Nobody can stop us, they said to themselves. Our empire can't be touched. Let me just say that this little fortress of sleaze was located in a city with a very familiar name, Northridge, California. And January 17, 1994, at 4:31 in the morning, the walls came tumbling down. Northridge's porn dealers, investors in the fun of cheap sex and momentary fulfillment, had a little foretaste of eternity when our California earthquake leveled their studios and their video duplicating warehouses. Maybe just one of those porn kings looked out from all the rubble later that day and said to himself, "There's someone out there. Someone bigger than this fragile, fragmented warehouse in this shaky planet. Maybe there is something that extends beyond my 70th birthday and this frantic race to rip off enough people so that I could die rich." At this very moment, friend, God is sending you that same signal. "I'm here," he says. "I love you, and I need you, and you need me, too." Friend, are you listening?
Amen. Thank you, Lonnie, for challenging us with that question. We do need God, and every day we need to explore how to have that growing relationship with Him. Friend, remember to write and ask for your free copy of Lonnie's new book, Your Most Radical Decision. Here's our address, The Voice of Prophecy, Box 55, Los Angeles, California, 90053. That's Box 55, Los Angeles, 90053. That title again, Your Most Radical Decision. We hope you're writing it down right now. The title again, Your Most Radical Decision. Our Canadian address is Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. That's Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-872-0055. That number again, 1-800-872-0055. And please remember to include the call letters of this station. We'll really appreciate it. Now here once again is Lonnie.
Thanks, Kenneth. Well, already it's almost Friday. The week goes by so quickly, doesn't it, here in the service of the Lord. Tomorrow we'll be talking about our human sinful natures with a message entitled, We Just Can't Help Ourselves. Thanks for listening. Remember, this is a listener-supported faith ministry at the Voice of Prophecy, and we appreciate it when you remember to include in your letter and prayer request a contribution that makes this ministry possible in your area. Must go. Remember, God loves you.
He was killed in an auto accident at age 31. His name was William. At least that's what the sign outside said. Inside, I heard names like Bill and Billy. I never met him, but I know his mom, so I went to the funeral. An older brother had prepared an eloquent, affectionate eulogy. He remembered how cute little Billy had helped him break the ice and talk to pretty girls on the school bus. He told of Bill's zest for life and his perennial lateness. As I listened, I found myself drawn to this man I'd never met. I wish I'd known him, that he'd been part of my life. Then William's mother talked, and in her love, Billy was an even greater person. I got to thinking, what if we practiced creating eulogies before people died? How would it change your relationship with your children or your brothers or sisters if you wrote a eulogy now, wrote down all the good things, all the best memories? Would you love your children more? Would you forgive them more easily? Would you enjoy your life together more? Why not do it today? Write it down or make a cassette and share it. Don't wait until the funeral. For the Voice of Prophecy and the Seventh-day Adventist Church, this is John McLarty.